This is Craig Columbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is David Walker. He's the former Comptroller General of the United States, and he's now the founder and CEO of the Comeback America Initiative. If you've heard my conversation with Mr. Walker in the past or his appearances on other media outlets, you know he's extremely concerned about America's ballooning national debt, the keys to getting spending under control, entitlement reform, and other means of putting America's fiscal house back in order. With a new Congress set to dawn with a very different look on Wednesday, as well as a president promising bipartisanship, what can we expect and what should we hope for over the next couple of years? And David, thank you very much for being with us.
Good to be back with you, Greg.
Obviously, if you look at the polls from the election, if you look at the polls now, the economy and the amount of debt in this country remains a huge concern of the American people. You and I have talked about this before, but if the president and this Congress, with a very new complexion, is going to make a serious effort at combating this debt, what would be the first serious steps you'd like to see them take?
Well, first, we don't need any more of the kind of deals that they did in the lame duck session, where it was, you give me my tax cuts and more, I'll give you your spending increases and more, we'll charge it to the credit card, and worry about dealing with the structural deficits down the road. It added almost $900 billion in deficits and debt over the next 2 years. So no more of that. What we need to do is to recognize the reality that we've got to make sure we don't have a double dip recession, we've got to get unemployment down, and that we should have some tolerance for high deficits over the next year or two, but we have to start putting mechanisms in place that will help us to get deficits and debt under control. And I think the best way to do that is to pass statutory budget controls, pay-as-you-go rules that don't have trillions of dollars of loopholes, tough but realistic discretionary spending caps that don't exist, that don't exempt the base of the defense and homeland security budgets, and debt-to-GDP targets that will be phased in and that have enforcement mechanisms that will have automatic spending cuts and or tax surcharges if Congress fails to act. We need something concrete, and we should do that probably in conjunction with raising the debt ceiling limit.
Let's talk about that, because that's an issue getting a whole lot more attention now. You certainly have a lot of conservatives on Capitol Hill saying we've got to draw the line somewhere, and extending the debt ceiling seems like a really good place to do that. You just said higher deficits over the next couple of years may be necessary to get the economy going again. Oh, why do you believe that's the case, and what might be the danger of not raising the debt ceiling?
Well, first, we have unacceptably high unemployment and underemployment. And we need to do something about that, because the first thing that Americans are concerned about are jobs, to get a job or to keep the job that they have, and that's important. At the same point in time, we also have to realize we don't have a choice but to raise the debt ceiling limit. Anybody who says we're not going to raise the debt ceiling limit either is uninformed or is bluffing, because the fact is that if we don't raise the debt ceiling limit, then we won't be able to make interest payments on our public debt, and that is a technical default. The United States has never done that. It should never do that. Furthermore, there's another issue that people don't realize, I believe, and that is that Social Security is now in a negative cash flow position. It's not taking in more money than it's spending. It's spending more money than it's taking in. And so, therefore, once you end up hitting the debt ceiling limit, for the first of the month following the month that you do that, the Social Security checks won't go out on time. And believe me, Washington will never allow that to happen.
Are we going to eclipse the current debt ceiling regardless of any sort of even significant spending cuts or entitlement reforms that we would do in extremely short order, which is unlikely? But even if we did that, would we still hit that debt ceiling that we're approaching?
Look, we're going to hit it. I mean, the fact is that we're spending, you know, about $1.40 or more for every dollar that we're taking in. And so, you know, the fact is that, you know, the most important thing that we do is that we develop a plan and start implementing a plan that will end up getting our deficits and debt under control once we're sure that we're not going to have a double dip recession and once we get unemployment down somewhat. What my frustration is everybody wants to be able to give tax cuts and spend more money now, and don't worry, we'll deal with the real problem later on. And they don't ever do anything about it. And frankly, I think the American people are getting tired of it.
We'll talk a little bit more about the connection with unemployment and the debt ceiling. Do you suspect that we'll need another quote-unquote stimulus package? Do you suspect that other steps need to be taken that will contribute to the debt ceiling? What do you see as the connection or the key to really bringing back the jobs?
Well, what I see is that, you know, this last bill, frankly, was a stimulus package of sorts, although it cost a lot more money than it should have. You know, it's going to add about $850 to $900 billion to our deficits and debt over the next 2 years. Parts of it will stimulate the economy. Parts of it won't stimulate it at all, all right? My view is the following. We need to implement a 2011 budget. Believe it or not, we're well into fiscal 2011, but we don't have a budget yet.
Right.
That takes a tough line on spending. We need to continue to take that tough line on spending for the 2012 budget. And then we need to implement these statutory budget controls that have debt-to-GDP targets with enforcement mechanisms that will give Congress the flexibility to decide exactly how to reform entitlement programs and how to cut spending, how exactly to reform the tax system. But if they don't act within a reasonable period of time, things will happen automatically.
In terms of the lame duck session, you mentioned how dissatisfied you were with the tax compromise, but you mentioned that it's probably a good thing that the budget bills for 2011, fiscal year 2011, haven't happened yet. So how significant was it, in your opinion, that that omnibus plan didn't go through?
Well, I think the fact is we're on a continuing resolution right now, which basically means that people get the same amount of money that they had last year, which, frankly, shouldn't be too difficult. You know, keep in mind that discretionary spending went up over 20% between fiscal 2008 and fiscal 2010. Over 20% when inflation was virtually non-existent. So we clearly have room to be able to cut discretionary spending. But the way that we need to do that is an intelligent way, not an across-the-board approach. And that's what Congress gets paid for. It gets paid to make intelligent decisions, not take across-the-board approaches.
Get a little more specific on that if you can. What would be some intelligent decisions on spending cuts that we could see that would prove that this Congress and this president are serious about getting things back in order, at least starting that process?
Well, first, I mean, even Secretary Gates himself has admitted that there's waste, and considerable waste, in the Defense Department. And, frankly, the numbers are a lot bigger than what he's publicly talked about. I mean, I spent 8.5 years as an ex-officio member of the Defense Business Board. There's tens of billions of dollars of waste every year in the way that we go about the acquisition and contracting practices. The fact of the matter is that, you know, if you look at military compensation and benefit programs, you know, they're much more lucrative than they should be. And we need to do, you know, take a look at the plan design. We need to take a look at the cost-sharing features associated with that. If you end up looking at Medicare, I mean, we're providing 75% subsidies, you know, for billionaires, you know, to sign up for Medicare's voluntary benefit programs. That doesn't make any sense. And so there's all kinds of opportunities to be able to reduce cost and to reduce subsidies in a way that will save a lot of money and not harm the social safety net or the national security of the United States.
We're talking with former U.S. Comptroller General David Walker. He's now founder and CEO of the Comeback America Initiative. And here's the exit question. Mr. Walker, it's clear that both parties have contributed greatly to our current fiscal mess, a lot of promises from Congress to Congress about dealing with it. How confident are you that major progress will actually happen in the next 2 years?
We will know, in my view, by early March, whether or not we're going to get any progress, meaningful progress, before 2012, because the president will end up making his State of the Union address, he will end up making his 2012 budget public, and we'll see what kind of reaction he gets from the congressional leadership. Certain things will not happen before 2013. Next round of health care reform, comprehensive tax reform. It is, however, critically important that we put some statutory budget controls in place, and it is strongly preferable that we move to reform Social Security in 2011. The time for talk is over. The time for action is now.
Very interesting to watch in the early days of this Congress. A lot of promises. We'll see how well they're delivered on. Mr. Walker, thank you very much for your time.
Great to be with you, Greg.
David Walker is the former Comptroller General of the United States. Now he is the CEO of the Comeback America Initiative. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.